Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Eric Gotchel, talking right now with Simpella Christian cross-country runners. We've got Ryan Van Vark from the boys' squad, and also we've got Leah Breon and Megan Van Coten from the girls' squad. We're going to talk a little bit about the season as a whole, as well as these athletes individually. And I really appreciate your time for joining me on the show. Let's go ahead and get things started off with Megan. You're our senior here today, so I guess I'm going to have to pick on you first. You're getting ready now for the regional track meet, the regional cross-country meet, which is tomorrow in Ames. But before we get there, let's kind of look back on the season. What has this been like? I know you've had a lot of younger runners to work with this year. What's the season been like for you?
It's been pretty good. This is actually my first year also, so it's pretty new for me. But I know from listening to Sarah and stuff that it's been a pretty good season, and it's been fun. So.
Well, and you've been involved in other sports, so it's not like this is a brand new experience. And there's got to be some of that knowledge that you can take with you here to cross country, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Leah, question for you. You're a sophomore on this squad. Talk about some of your experiences. What have you learned along the way, and what's been fun about this year so far?
This year, it's been just a great experience to grow with other classes. And my goal was to gain mental toughness, and this is definitely one of the best sports that you can gain mental toughness. It was just a really fun year to grow as a team from when we started practice to where we are now. Just how much we've grown as a team and how well we've all gotten at our specific areas that we've worked hard on. It's really fun to see all the progress that we've made.
Ryan, let's talk a little bit about your spot on the boys squad and the things that you've been able to do throughout the season. What's made the year stand out so far to you this fall?
Oh, I mean, it's just been so cool to see the freshmen and all the newcomers just grow on how to run. It's just been really cool to see them grow on me and just how to learn.
One of the things I wanted to ask actually all of you was just what it's been like throughout the season running on different courses. Do you have favorite courses, or do you pick one for the other? What challenges are out there with different courses? So Megan, I'll start with you first. Do you have a favorite course to run on?
I personally liked Sheraton because I got my best time there, and it was a really pretty course. And there's some hills, but those are always good for our team, especially since we're pretty good at hills. And so I didn't really like, Johnston, because those had some, I don't know, you felt like you're in the middle of nowhere, and I did not like that.
Leah, in terms of hills, do you like hills? Do you prefer courses with hills, or are you a flat course runner?
I'm definitely a flat course runner. I do not like hills because I'm just used to flat courses because of track. So.
Megan talked a little bit about the scenery on courses. How much of that are you actually able to take in and enjoy? And does that make a difference if it has nice scenery?
I actually don't really pay much attention to the scenery. I'm kind of in the zone, so I don't focus on other scenery.
Ryan, for you, do you have a favorite course that you run on this year?
I like Knoxville just because it's a hilly course. With those hills, you can gradually go down, and with the adrenaline that you come down the hill, it just brings you up the hill. And this year and last year at conference and districts, I've got my best time.
Talking about your conference, the Little Hawkeye Conference is a tough conference to run in for cross country. There's some very good squads there, and the schools are large too. Ryan, coming back with you, is that something that you think is a benefit for the Simpella Christian cross country team?
Well, it kind of depends. This year was a really fast race. We kind of had two last runners were kind of debating on with it because they wanted to run, but they were last. But that's not usually how it goes. But other than that, the course was teetering. It was really, you went back and forth. It was we went back and forth in a loop almost around the same place. It was kind of boring, but otherwise, other than that, it was a lot of competition out there.
Leah, when we talk about the season up to this point, how do you feel that what you've been able to do so far this fall, individually and as a team, how has that prepared you to be successful here at the regional meet tomorrow?
We've worked well on hills, definitely, and that's going to really help us in this course because it's just a lot of rolling hills, and we have gotten really good at those, so that's definitely one of our strong points. And our team has worked really hard this year on just encouraging one another, like pack running, and we've got some groups of us that run together, and we really help pace each other and keep each other going and motivate each other, and we also raise each other at the same time, so it really has helped us with other races, pack running, and this will definitely help in the next meet.
Megan, that's a great point. She talks about pack running and running as a team. What was there a meet or a time this year that when you look at what the team was able to do as a whole that you really thought was just a great race for everybody all together?
I really thought Sheraton was probably a good race because a lot of us did end up close to the same time, and we all got our best times, I think, and we placed, which is like the first time we've placed pretty much, so it was good.
Once again, talking right now with Simpella Christian cross country runners, talking with Megan Van Coten, Leah Breon, and also with Ryan Van Fark. Wanted to talk with you guys a little bit about things that you're not doing involving cross country, just learn a little bit more about you as well. And Megan, I'll come right back with you. What are some other things that keep you busy in your time when you're not out running?
I play flute, and so right now I'm working hard at playing flute for the Paul Christian musical, so that's pretty time consuming. And I also play tennis a lot. And yeah, and homework, of course, always keeps anyone busy. So,
Leah, what are some of the other things that you're involved in that keep you busy? And do you have any favorite things in school that you like to be a part of?
Outside of cross country, I'm also, well, right now I'm getting ready for basketball. So I play basketball, and I also run track because that's the reason I'm doing cross country, is to get better endurance for track. I'm also in band, and I really enjoy band because of our teacher, Mr. Zweers. He's really good. Instructor, and he's a lot of fun. And
Ryan, how about you? What are some other things that you enjoy to do in your free time, whether it's school related things or stuff you just like to do at home?
I'm also involved in basketball. I'm involved in track. I'm in track to keep my running going throughout the year, to after cross country, just to keep in shape and all that. So my favorite class in school is like industrial arts. Just because of handworking, and I'm also in band as well.
Well, Ryan, you talked about wanting to stay active with track to kind of keep that running base there. What do you enjoy about distance running? Because a lot of people will say that that's hard and you're crazy for enjoying that.
Well, I mean, I went during cross country training during the summer. I just like running out in the open. It allows you to have your mind open, have thoughts about what's going to come next. It just gives you time to think about your day, you know.
Leah, one of the other storylines from this season, and something that I know I enjoyed getting to talk with your coach about, is the sibling rivalry you've got with your sister, Alec. Talk about that and what that brings to the meet for you.
We definitely have some pretty big rivalry in there. We Alec will usually stay like anywhere 15, 20, 30 feet ahead or yards ahead of me before for the whole race, because she just has better, she keeps the whole endurance thing, she's better at that. And then at the end, for the last 100 meters, we had to sprint, and so I usually pass her on the sprints. So it's really close towards the end, so that's a lot.
Megan, we talked about some of the extracurriculars and things that you're involved in. You're a senior, so you'll be planning for your future. Do you have an idea what you want to do after high school?
I want to be a history major. I don't know exactly what I want to do yet, but I love history, and I think that would be a great option for me since I like it so much.
It does seem like a great fit. History is interesting because there's so many different areas that you can be interested in. Do you have a particular part of history that you like more, whether it'd be, I'll throw out some examples. Some people like Civil War history. Some people like early American history. Some people like world history or certain countries. Do you have any particular that you kind of is your specialty or that you'd like to learn more about?
Well, I really like it all a lot, and if I had to decide, well, I can't really decide, but I really like British history.
Well, one more question I want to ask you guys as we get ready here for, again, the district and regional meet coming up tomorrow, and I'll just kind of take it around for everybody, and I'll go ahead and come back with you, Megan. What do you think that you need to do to be successful as an individual and also as a team member?
Just stay focused and keep doing my best and just focus on passing the next person.
Leah, you'll face some teams that you haven't seen yet this year. Does it matter that you know the competition, or how do you focus for the race individually?
It definitely helps if we don't know the competition, because for all we know, we could beat all of them. And if we've got competition that we know, then that either puts us down or you know, kind of lifts us up. And it's, so it's kind of bittersweet if we don't know our competition.
Ryan, how do you mentally prepare for this district meet?
Well, I see it as I pick out a couple teams that I think will be tough. I go for those shirts, and if I other than that, I'll just pass the next person in front of me, and hopefully it'll make it this day if possible.
All right. Well, I lied. I have one more question for you. As we do this interview, you guys are getting ready for a big team meal, and so that's the one thing I wanted to ask you to close things out is if you have a favorite pre-race meal or what you need that's your fuel to be successful. So, Megan, what's your favorite pre-race fuel?
I like pasta of any kind, but spaghetti especially. And so I'm really happy that we're having spaghetti tonight. It's exciting.
Leah, how about you? Favorite pre-race food?
Yeah, definitely spaghetti. But don't eat it the day before or the day of a race. We did that last time, and it was the disaster.
Okay, so spaghetti the day before a race. So you're on the right track right now. Ryan, is it spaghetti all the way around, or do you have a different one?
I'm gonna have to agree with the other two. It's gotta be some kind of pasta.
All right, well, we got spaghetti tonight, so you guys are in good shape. Thanks a lot for the interview, guys. I really appreciate it. It was fun to talk to you. Best of luck tomorrow. Have fun and do well, and we'll talk to you again later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, once again, several cross-country runners from Pella Christian High joining us right there. Again, Ryan Van Vark, Leah Breon, and also Megan Van Coten. Stay tuned. We'll have more of the Marion County PM Sports page on the way on KNIA KRLS.